serve him rolling.
He's already been served. I served him. He's taken care of. He's a little slow, but he got it.
Roland Martin's commentary is brought to you by the new Netflix original documentary, 13th, from the director of Selma, Ava DuVernay, now streaming on Netflix. From Washington, D.C., good morning, Roland Martin.
All right, Tom Joyner, glad to be with you as well, Sybil and Jay. Birth of a Nation dropped this weekend, hit theaters, 2,100 screens, earned $7.2 million. If you looked at, though, at mainstream media, they said, oh, my God, it was a flop. It was a flop because it didn't make the estimate of $10 million. Let me make it perfectly clear, Tom. We do not operate by mainstream media's narrative in terms of what they say is a flop or what isn't. Here's what I mean by that. Nate Parker made Birth of a Nation. There have been many people who have been trying to make a movie about Nat Turner, have never been able to. The fact that it got made is a success. Now, here's what's also interesting. 12 Years a Slave, when it opened, earned, at its widest release, $6.6 million. It opened in fewer screens than Birth of a Nation. But it went on to earn $56 million in the U.S. It went on to earn more than $120 million worldwide. And so that movie was a success. So how is it that we can say after 1 week, this movie is a particular flop? Thousands of people have seen this movie at screenings across the country. When you hear people talk about them being in tears, standing applause in Toronto, standing applause in Sundance, standing applause at the American Black Film Festival, the problem is when we accept somebody else's narrative about our stories. The reality is this, if you actually break it down, a movie makes $7.2 million. Tom, it was made for $10 million. Where I come from, that's not necessarily a flop. Yes, Fox Searchlight paid $17.5 million. But the reality is they are likely going to make money on the movie as it stays out. Now, here's what I do understand. The last 3 months, you've had significant controversy with the film dealing with the rape accusations against Nate Parker from 17 years ago. I absolutely understand that. That plays a role because that drives the press narrative all the time, and so you take it away from the movie. But here's what I do understand, and that is very rarely are our stories told on the big screen, especially a story of a black man killing a whole bunch of white folks in slavery. You're not quite going to see that movie. You're not going to see those movies on a consistent basis. Here's what also happens, Tom, that I want our audience to understand. When you also say, oh, it's a flop, you have potential movies in development in Hollywood where they're pressing the pause button saying, well, if this didn't do so well, we shouldn't make this movie. Delroy Lindo is going to do a movie dealing with Marcus Garvey. Will that movie get made? What about a movie dealing with Frederick Douglass? Will that movie get made? We need to understand the system when, again, when we begin to use the language of others in describing films that impact us. You remember Just Right, Sybil?
Yes, sir.
Guess what happened? It made $42 million. Hollywood said, we thought that movie should make more money. It literally stopped all black romantic comedies that were in development. Yet Jennifer Aniston can make 30 romantic comedies, and the 30 have failed, and I can guarantee you she'll be in a 31st. That is the reality of what we see when it comes to Hollywood. But let me make this perfectly clear to African Americans. The first black newspaper, Freedom's Journal, will celebrate 190th anniversary next year. This is what they wrote in their lead editorial. We wish to plead our own cause. Too long have others spoken for us. I expect black newspapers and black television and black radio not to parrot the narrative of mainstream media, but to offer the counter narrative, because that has been our history in black media for the last 189 years. And so I celebrate the movie. I celebrate its story because there's a whole bunch of black folks who say they are down. They talk about Hotep. They talk about they are all knowledge, and they really don't have a clue who Nat Turner is. And so maybe this movie will compel you to learn the history. Maybe this movie will compel you to go read, to go further, to push further. And so if you say, I'm not going to the movie because I disagree with Nate Parker because of his past, that's fine. But when I hear people saying, I'm not going to watch the movie because he's married to a white woman, that to me is silly. And I've heard some of that. I want us, Tom, to flood the theaters today and Thursday and Friday and Saturday and Sunday. Bring a white friend, a Hispanic friend, an Asian coworker to see this, because if we get caught in reading his story and allowing his story as opposed to history, we're going to keep repeating the exact same thing. And so have I seen Birth of a Nation? Yes. Have I heard from people who have cried in the movie, who have brought to tears? Absolutely. And so we must understand not to play somebody else's game when they say this is a flop. I say change the narrative. Flood the movie theaters this week. And I say to Fox Searchlight, you should still push hard for an Oscar campaign, a Golden Globes campaign, a SAG Awards, Directors Guild Award, all of those for Birth of a Nation. Don't give up, because how is it a movie a few months ago was seen as an Oscar contender, an awesome, a glorious movie, then all of a sudden now it's bad? Go to Rotten Tomatoes. 78% of the film critics said it was a good movie. Sully, with Tom Hanks, got 82%. See, those things are called facts. And so we must not play somebody else's game. I say stop the nonsense. Take your kids. Take your family. Take your white, Hispanic, Asian, Native American colleagues and say enough of somebody else describing our history. Here's an opportunity for us to see a black freedom fighter on the big screen, because trust me, rarely will Hollywood show you black freedom fighters the way they have in this movie. And I'll say this, and the Tuskegee Airmen said this, Tom Jonah, and that is, from the last plane to the last bullet to the last minute to the last man, we fight. Black folks better learn how to fight for films about us, because if we don't, you might not see it come next season.
And Roland, let me just add this. You have seen Birth of a Nation.
Yes.
Now go full circle and watch 13th on Netflix.
Absolutely.
Because Netflix ties Birth of a Nation into the incarceration of black people in this country, mm-hmm. and how it is the highest, we have the highest rate of incarceration in the world. Mm. And it all started with the original Birth of a Nation.
There you go.
It's amazing. It's amazing to see the, you know, from Birth of a Nation, a movie about fiction, to 13th that takes it to today and the incarceration of black men in America.
Yeah. Absolutely. And remember, when Nat Turner was killed, they ripped his body apart, tore his skin off to send a signal to all black folks, don't you dare try to do what he did. That's fact.
Mm.
Matthew is gone. Let's go to the theaters.
Yeah. Good one, Roland.
Thanks a lot, folks.
Great job.
All right.